to the Buckmaster Show. It is Wednesday, the 21st of September, 2011. I am Bill Buckmaster, your host for the Buckmaster Show on KVOI AM 1030, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. And our simulcast partners, our friends up in Gila County, up in Globe, listen to the Buckmaster Show on KJAA AM 1240. In Cochise County in Santa Cruz County, folks are listening to Buckmaster at KAPR AM 930 out of Douglas. The Buckmaster Show is always on the World Wide Web at buckmastershow.com. That's where you'll find live streaming of the program at buckmastershow.com, along with an archive of all of our previous programs. The show can also be heard thanks to our new agreement with TucsonSentinel.com. Our friend Dylan Smith there, the publisher of the Tucson Sentinel, Southern Arizona's online news service. We are live Monday through Friday from noon to 1. The lineup for this Wednesday edition of the show includes a leadoff conversation with Terry Bracey. Mr. Bracey is the Washington, D.C. contributor to our show. He'll be talking about the hard budget decisions facing Congress. At 20 minutes past the hour, Pima County Supervisor Sharon Bronson, the vice chair of the Pima County Board of Supervisors, will join us for two segments. Then we'll close out the show with Margaret Regan, Tucson Weekly Arts Editor and Buckmaster Show Arts and Culture Contributor. The full list of our contributors is on our website, buckmastershow.com. It's an impressive list of people, two dozen or so folks. We're honored that they believe in this program and want to be a part of it. The Buckmaster Show is an interview-driven program, but we encourage you to join in the conversation. You can call on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040 or toll free from anywhere in North America 1-866-725-5467. You can also email your questions at buckmastershow.com or submit them using the Buckmaster Show Facebook page. Well, Congress is facing some huge budget decisions in the coming months that will be affecting all of us. What might that final budget package look like? We'll explore that question with Terry Bracey. Mr. Bracey, as I mentioned, is the Buckmaster Show contributor on Washington, D.C. and governmental affairs. He is a former staffer and close friend of the legendary Arizona Congressman Morris K. Udall. Terry Bracey is chair of the Udall Foundation, a federal foundation named after Moe and Stuart Udall, a former Assistant Secretary of Transportation. Terry is CEO of a Washington, D.C. consulting firm that has represented the city of Tucson for more than three decades. Terry Bracey is a special lecturer of the Washington, D.C. program of the University of Missouri School of Journalism. Terry Bracey joins us now on the Buckmaster Show live line from Washington. Terry, how are you?
Bill, I'm great. How are you doing?
We're doing real good, and I think myself, along with all Americans, are asking, my goodness, what are we going to do about this economic situation? And there's so many different reports every day, Terry, about what ideas are on the table. Take us through some of the specifics, will you?
Yeah, Bill, you know, I heard this said the other day that you've got unemployment and you've got debt problems arising at the same time. It's kind of like having the kitchen on fire and the flood in the basement. Which do you fix first? And so I think first they're going to take a look at the fire in the kitchen, and that's a jobs program. And they are looking at a whole set of specifics, which brings into play probably more potential tax reform than we've seen since 1986. Think about things like this. Extension of 100% bonus depreciation. For example, you buy a computer, 100% depreciation. Addressing our pending government contracts. There are no more money to be withheld up front, as it usually is. A whole series of suggestions on small business capital formation, largely the easing of registration requirements and fundraising requirements imposed on small businesses by the SEC, you're going to see new incentives for hiring veterans. There are some now, but they'll be extended and expanded. I expect reforms in the unemployment insurance area, where they might allow people who are unemployed to continue to collect benefits while attending school or gaining a trade. I think there's a real chance, despite labor's opposition, that we'll see passage of free trade agreements with Panama or Colombia or South Korea. And then finally, I think you're going to see some infrastructure funding. The president has called for about $50 billion in additional funding. The current highway transit bill in the Congress hasn't even moved yet, and that represents about $360 billion. So I think, you know, when you get past the rhetoric and you start looking at the specifics, you see a pretty profound set of steps that can be taken, not this time by the Fed, but by the Congress, and that assumes we can get some kind of agreement.
Terry, have you've been around Washington a long time, more than three decades, certainly. Three or four decades, right?
Bill, I'm getting old, yeah.
Have you ever seen anything? I mean, this is quite a list that you just gave us here. I mean, you ever seen anything like this?
You know, Bill, it's funny. The door opens and the door closes. Sometimes you can go 20 years in this town, and you'll never have a serious attempt at something like tax reform. You know, the special interests will rise up and slap them down one by one, and then all of a sudden the country goes into crisis. And that door opens as it hasn't. And all kinds of things become possible for a short period of time. I can looking at the positive aspect of it. In my time with Mo Udall in the 60s and 70s, the door was open suddenly to environmental reform. And all of a sudden, in a few years, we passed the Wilderness Act, the Wild Scenic Rivers System, the Alaska Claims Act, and so on and so forth. In a more negative way, unfortunately, now the door is open because of our financial crisis, but it may lead to some good things. And some of the tax reforms that will make business very happy are on the tips of the tongue of Democrats these days.
But I wonder, Terry, in this political environment, how optimistic are you for a settlement of some kind?
Very. And I'll tell you why. If they don't settle, they've made the consequences so horrible that they have to settle. And I heard Speaker Boehner make this very point himself in a speech at our Washington Economic Club last week, which I attended. And, you know, his point was, we've got to find $1.5 trillion by Thanksgiving. Sounds impossible. And yet, if we don't, we're bound to an agreement that means we'll have to cut, by formula, $1.2 trillion without any direction. And I'll tell you who really gets hurt there is the military. A $1.2 trillion cut on a percentage basis across the board, when you think of where all the domestic spending is going to hit the defense budget right in the teeth.
And of course,
and the Republicans don't want that.
And of course, that has all sorts of implications for us, very defense oriented here in southern Arizona with Raytheon and Davis-Monthan Air Force Base.
It's a huge deal. It's a huge deal for us.
Terry, let me ask you, now you went through that list. What looks like, what are the most doable items on that list? The infrastructure funding? Does that look
actually
good?
Actually, no. I think infrastructure funding will probably be a little tougher than some of the other things. I think when you're looking at the tax forgiveness and the tax reforms, those are probably going to be, strangely, the easiest. The infrastructure funding demonstrably produces jobs, and yet there is a deep-seated kind of resistance to it on the part of those out of the executive branch because they feel that it turns over too much power to the executive branch to pick and choose winners. So, you know, to pick a case, we got lucky in the city of Tucson and we got ourselves a streetcar funded. Well, maybe some other people didn't like that. So, you know, that's a negative from the standpoint of an agreement, and yet I feel that it will be part of an agreement. But I would look first to the tax relief aspects. I think they're going to go.
Terry Bracy is with us on the Buckmaster Show, and Terry, myself, along with your many friends, are looking forward to a big, big night on October the 27th at the Westward Look Hotel here in Tucson. You're going to be honored for your many years of service to the public. The Udall Foundation is sponsoring a tribute dinner, and Bill Bradley, former senator, your very good friend, is going to be the main speaker.
Well, I'm flattered that this is happening. It's not necessary, but it's certainly appreciated. It's a lovely evening. Got the whole clan coming out.
And Bill Bradley was with you at a recent event, wasn't he?
We were at the big ceremony up in Washington State last weekend, taking down the Elwha Dam. It's a long story, but it's an incredible moment in time.
And during that speech, I will point out that Bill Bradley had some wonderful things to say about you, and I think that's a preview of some more wonderful things that will be said, and rightly so, Terry, on October the 27th. I do want to mention that reservations are available by calling the Udall Foundation at 901-8500 to take part in that dinner event. Tickets are $30, so I think it's going to be a great evening. Terry, getting back to what is ahead here and all this, you know, we've talked before on the program about this lack of bipartisanship. We're going to have to see some bipartisanship, aren't we, before the end of the year to make some things happen in this country?
Yeah, you've got some terrific people on this committee. This so-called super committee is being led by one of my favorite people, Senator Patty Murray of Washington State. She seems able to sort of dragoon deals out of the Congress when many others can't. You know, she's very low ego, very smart, and sticks to the facts and knows how to put a deal together. And you've got other very talented Republicans from the House. Fred Upton and Dave Camp, both from Michigan, are committee chairs. Both have served on either the Simpson-Bowles budget group or the vice presidents. They really know what they're talking about. They don't have to be educated relative to the debt problem. You've got somebody like Pat Toomey, who represents the conservative movement. He's a new senator from Pennsylvania, and yet very, very smart and capable. So, you know, it's a funny thing that happens. When groups like this are formed, they come out of their caucuses with their normal loyalties, and they assume a new loyalty as they assemble with this new group, which has been given tremendous national responsibilities, and only they have them. And it's a funny chemistry that changes. They become their own caucus and their own entity. And they may have some surprises in store for us.
Okay, Terry Bracy, thank you so much. As always, very insightful information. We do appreciate your contribution to the Buckmaster Show. Thank you, Terry. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Great. Bye.
Terry Bracy with us on the Buckmaster Show, 18 minutes past noon. Sharon Bronson is waiting in the wings. She will join me live in studio as we continue with this, the Wednesday edition of the Buckmaster Show. Stay with us.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
With 2 out of 3 people in this country overweight, you're not alone in wanting to shed some pounds. Now you can lose 5 to 15% of your body weight in just 6 weeks using Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope. The physician-supervised program created by renowned Tucson cardiologist Dietmar Gahn and certified nutrition counselor Elizabeth Gahn. To learn more about Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope, call 696-DIET or log on to dietofhope.org.
The Arizona sun is intense regardless of the season. That's why you need Sierra Shutters and Sun Control, Southern Arizona's custom shutter specialists and proud supplier of O'Hare Shutters, locally manufactured blinds and state-of-the-art window tints. Our power bills are less after installing Sierra's 100% hardwood shutters and window tints in our home. Call Sierra Shutters and Sun Control 292-2212 or check out their extensive website, sierrasuncontrol.com.
Biro Amore presents Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza using fresh, homemade mozzarella and the finest quality toppings. Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Biro Amore. Casual yet upscale dining with an extensive boutique wine list. Biro Amore in Tucson on North Swan at Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at viroamorepizza.com. And now in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoAZ.net.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Well, 22 on the Buckmaster Show. Sharon Bronson, Pima County Supervisor. She's the Vice Chair of the Pima County Board of Supervisors, joins us live in studio. And I want to remind you that if you call the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040, if you have a question for Supervisor Bronson, if you would like, we are offering a VIP pass, which is kind of neat, to the Tucson Classics 5th Annual Car Show, a very popular event every year. This year it's October 22nd, a Saturday, and again it's at St. Gregory's over on North Craycroft, so you'll get a VIP pass if you want to. Just mention it to Rosemary Brandt, our fine producer, and we will have that pass waiting for you at the station. Sharon Bronson, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Bill?
I'm doing very well on this Wednesday, and I was noticing that Rhonda Bodfield, Arizona Daily Star, report today about lots of folks with many questions concerning their property taxes. In fact, since Pima County mailed out the tax bills to 451,000 property owners about 10 days ago, the county has been fielding at least, on average, almost 60 calls to the taxpayer hotline. People are asking about why their education portion of the tax bill pertaining to TUSD went up. Yours included, I guess, huh?
Well, yes, mine actually went up almost $300 attributable to TUSD, and I had some fire district taxes that went up. But most of And I think the rise in PUSD taxes came as a shock to most of us. Nobody had anticipated that. On the happier note, if we look at what happened in Pima County, most people's the four taxing districts that we there are what 95 taxing districts in the region, and Pima County is the county itself responsible for four of them: your primary, your secondary bonds, flood control, and library district. And the amount of money we are collecting this year as compared to last year is down by $18.5 million. So most people's property taxes for the county at least went down. But what we're seeing, fire district taxes are going up, school district taxes are going up, and much of this is a result of what happened in the state legislature this year and how the state balanced its budget over the last several years. I mean, Pima County had wanted to reduce taxes more than we were able to, actual tax collection, but since 2008, the state of Arizona and the state legislature, as a result of HRSA shifts, lost revenue streams, program shifts, and mandated contributions, Pima County has lost almost $50 million from its funds. And the HRSA shifts, that's highway user revenue funds, these are the monies that you and I, Bill, you and I, when we go to the gas tank, or we fill up at the gas station, that's money that is meant to fill our potholes, repair our roads, keep our roads in good repair. And instead, we're sending it up to the state to defend or to for our bureaucracy, Department of Motor Vehicles, which should be self-sustaining. So we're actually supporting a bureaucracy with our HRF revenues that are going up to Phoenix that really belong down in this community, fixing our roads.
Our tax rate in Pima County is nearly three times that of Maricopa County. Is there a simple explanation for that?
There's probably not a simple 30-second explanation, but Maricopa County has many more taxing jurisdictions than we do. So whereas the county tax rates are different, if you look at the total tax impacts, you're going to find that we're at about the same level.
Sharon Bronson is with us, Pima County Supervisor, 790-2040, 790-2040. If you have a question for Supervisor Bronson, we would be delighted to take that right now. Everybody's talking about jobs, and rightly so. Supervisor Bronson, I know you are the past chair of the TRIO board, and how would you characterize the economic situation?
I think the economic situation is not what any of us want it to be. We have lost many, many jobs in construction in the home building industry in Pima County and across the state. The latest predictions is we are not going to see that construction come to any kind of level playing field until probably 2015. Again, that's dreary news. Some better news is that with the bond packets that voters approved in 2000 and 2004, we have generated about 3,122 jobs. Our most recent project, the Regional Wastewater Reclamation Department's Design Build Operate project, has generated about 125 jobs. We're only at 10% completion. We hope to double that. And we are also, our primary focus right now on this board in terms of public policy is one of economic development, creating jobs. We just approved two solar facilities. These are going to be generate utility scale solar in Avra Valley. We are working in conjunction with Raytheon, the aerospace and defense industry, in putting together an economic development packet for a future bond election. Our first priority right now is to keep the jobs we have and to assure that as we move into more stable economic times, we can grow those jobs.
Sharon Bronson is with us. We're coming up on a break. Sharon Bronson will be staying with us through the break. So if you want to get a question ready for her, 790-2040. When is that initiative? You mentioned the aerospace initiative. Is that in the works?
That is in the works in our bond committee. We have a subcommittee that is just dealing with the aerospace and defense portion of this bond packet that will probably go to voters in the next few years. But that, of course, will depend upon where we are fiscally, economically in this community and in this region.
Sharon Bronson will stay with us through the break. We are going to take a break. This is the Buckmaster Show on KVOI, AM 1030, The Voice and The Voice Network. The Buckmaster Show, delighted to be on KVOI, and our simulcast partners in Douglas and in Globe. Together, we've got about 8 of Arizona's 15 counties covered. Stay with us.
Thomason in Washington. The families of two Americans freed from an Iranian prison call today the best day of their lives. Shane Bauer and Josh Fatale were released today after almost 26 months behind bars in Iran. It's up to Israel and the Palestinians, not the UN, to reach agreement on the issues that divide them. That, according to President Obama, who delivered a speech today before the UN General Assembly in New York. Stocks have turned mostly lower after the Federal Reserve announced it will buy long-term treasuries and sell short-term securities in a bid to help the economy get back on its feet. Right now, the Dow is down about 119 points at 11,289. The NASDAQ is off 7. The S&P, 16 points lower. More details at srnnews.com.
Listed on the National Register of Historic Places and founded by Isabella Greenway, Arizona's first congresswoman, the Arizona Inn is still the standard bearer for luxury hospitality in Midtown Tucson, just minutes from the University of Arizona. Founded in 1930, the Arizona Inn continues to win top honors for hospitality and dining. Travel and Leisure magazine names the Arizona Inn one of the top 500 hotels in the world for 2011. And the Arizona Inn is proud of its AAA four diamond status for both the hotel and dining room. Whether it's for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or a private event, you can count on Chef Allison's featured seasonal culinary creations to please. The Arizona Inn, a special oasis of hospitality in Midtown Tucson, 2200 East Elm, and on the web at arizonainn.com.
Want to lose weight? You're not alone. 2 out of 3 people in this country are now overweight. Using Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope, created by renowned cardiologist Dietmar Gahn, you could lose 5 to 15% of your body weight in just 6 weeks. The program teaches proper nutrition and uses no drugs or artificial foods. Most insurance is accepted. To learn more, visit dietofhope.org or call 696-DIET.
Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Vero More, Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza, topped with the finest, freshest quality ingredients. Enjoy casual yet upscale dining while sampling our extensive boutique wine list. Vero More in Tucson at North Swan and Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at veromorepizza.com. And now open in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
A simple solution to foot and lower back problems could be a top-quality, custom-made foot orthotic created by Bob Novak. A certified pet orthist, Bob is the best in Southern Arizona in the creation of the right foot support that your body needs and at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak a call, 795-2553, or visit him at Arizona Lemon Brace, Rosemont and Fifth Street. Your feet will thank you every day.
1234 on the Buckmaster Show. Sharon Bronson is with us, Pima County Supervisor. If you have a question for Supervisor Bronson, 790-2040. And if you would like, say that you would just let us know. We've got a VIP pass for you, for all the callers to the Buckmaster Show, to the Tucson Classics 5th Annual Car Show, October the 22nd. At St. Gregory's. That's going to be a fun event, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sharon, let's talk a little bit about Rosemont Copper. Rosemont Copper is suing Pima County. They are not at all happy with what they see as a very slow decision on Pima County concerning the air quality permit for its proposed mine.
You know, I'm a little perplexed by that because for a mine to open, it usually takes many, many years. And Rosemont wants to really fast track it and not, I believe, take the time to provide the meaningful information so that a rational decision can be made. They're certainly pushing strong. We have an obligation to protect the health and welfare of our citizens. And frankly, air quality is one of the major issues with the mine. But it goes beyond that as we look at this draft environmental statement. Rosemont has failed to provide a meaningful commitment to mitigation that after the life of the mine that includes filling the pit and reestablishing the natural landform upon the closure of the mine. They have not shown any meaningful commitment to conservation of at least the 8,800 acres providing equivalent biological land that is as productive and has the ecological value. They have failed to, at least I haven't seen it, to commit to a direct use of cap water as mine supply water. And as you know, the limiting resource in this valley is water. It's not something that's going to be here forever. And if Rosemont uses a lot of it, then that means other industries cannot. And so we have to be careful when we make these decisions. I don't see that they have made any significant commitment to improve the transportation system in that area to ensure the safety and convenience of the public highway users. Again, they haven't provided any significant financial resources to contain and remediate any air or water pollution, nor have we seen from them any commitment to the mitigation of ambient air and visibility impacts by imposing controls requirements on fugitive and point source emissions on their property. So they frankly haven't done their homework. I don't see the commitment. They're going to make billions of dollars, and I don't see any commitment to this community to look at those serious issues from Rosemont.
What about the jobs issue? And that's what people supporting Rosemont are saying. This is going to create all sorts of jobs.
Well, may create jobs for Rosemont, but does it cause some job loss somewhere else? And so the net effect isn't nearly the 400 jobs that we see, and that's just what we know on the surface today. You know, there's some concern that with the water Rosemont is going to be using, that it puts some of our other mining entities in at risk. And you know, our commitment is to keep the jobs we have today first. That's our primary commitment. And then as we look toward growing jobs, we want to make sure those jobs don't in any way impede the jobs we have here today or impede our ability to bring us into the 21st century kinds of technologies in aerospace, defense, bioscience that we need to really grow this economy.
Of that litany that you were mentioning, the long list that you have concerns about, what pops out? What's your number one concern about Rosemont?
Well, I think that there are three issues for the county particularly, and that's the mitigation, the conservation of the 8,800 acres that they're going to be disturbing by providing an equivalent biological lands that are equivalently biologically and ecologically valuable. And the other commitment is to the transportation system. We need that. We need to see that they have the resources to deal with the air quality issues and that they impose control requirements on site that will mitigate for fugitive and point source emissions. So that's where we're concentrating. I know that other agencies are very, very concerned about the impacts to historical and cultural properties, about the and the impacts, particularly the Tohono O'odham peoples and other traditional communities, want to see meaningful mitigation of cultural and social impacts to that, to their communities. And so it's not just Pima County that has a concern, and I'm just not seeing Rosemont addressing those in any significant, meaningful way.
Rosemont is spending a lot of money on PR, saying that this is the jobs is the big issue right now, and they're very upset, as they have shown by suing Pima County. So is there going to be some does this help this kind of, how long do you have to make a decision on the air quality?
We actually, depending on who you talk to, you can get different answers. But I think that probably we will have made a decision within the next several weeks to a month.
So I know you're getting a lot of pressure from people concerning Rosemont, aren't you?
We're getting pressures from both sides of the equation, but certainly Rosemont and the public relations agency that they have hired is spending some money trying to advocate for the mine opening.
790-2040, 790-2040. If you have a question for Sharon Bronson, we would be delighted to take it. 1241 on the Buckmaster Show. The Loop is opening up. That is going to be a new conservation, I guess it's connecting Santa Cruz and the Rito River Pass. That's kind of exciting.
Well, it's our whole trail system, and, you know, it's in our alternate modes. And, yes, we're going to launch the Loop on October 22nd. There are a number of places you can join us. We're going to start this at 10 o'clock, but you're going to be able to ride from one end of the Rito, Santa Cruz, all the way over close to Cochise County, and you can ride it on your bike, you can walk it, you can skateboard it, you can get on your horse and take a nice horseback ride. And as this weather cools down, I think this is going to be just a lovely, lovely event. And these are your bond monies at work. And what we hear as we talk about economic development, creating jobs, getting the creative class to stay here, one of the things they want is this kind of connectivity, alternate mode of transportation. So we're very excited to launch this and hope we'll see many of you there. We will be at Columbus Park, at the Crossroads, at Silver Bell Park, and also at Flowing Wells Park as we launch the Loop on October 22nd.
Okay. Sharon Bronson, we have a caller to the Buckmaster Show. It is Gil. Go ahead, Gil. You're with Supervisor Bronson.
Yeah, Supervisor Bronson, I had a couple of comments. Why don't we take this money that we're going to waste in the light rail and apply that towards any transportation needs that Rosemont may require? And also, we've got a number of open pit mines that have been operating for many, many decades here in this state. What sort of information can't you get from them that Rosemont has to provide for you as far as the air quality impact?
Okay, thanks, Gil.
Number one, in terms of the streetcar monies, that's committed funds that came either from the federal government or the RTA at voter-approved bonds or voter-approved sales tax with the RTA. So there isn't any way to transfer those funds legally. As to the mitigation issues, we have that information from those mines, and we are working with them. Freeport, McMoran is one example. We simply do not have it from Rosemont, and that's an issue.
So you're saying right now you just don't have all the information you need yet before you can make the air quality decision?
We don't have the information we need to see how they are going to actually mitigate for those impacts that they will have.
790-2040, 790-2040 for Pima County Supervisor Sharon Bronson. We were talking about the Loop that will be dedicated on Saturday, October 22nd. And also there's a fun event coming up, well, sort of a pre-Loop activity. It's Family Bike Day.
Yeah, and again, as we deal with the obesity epidemic, and as we as we age, as I'm aging, we need to do a little aerobic thing, and we need to do it together with family. So we're going to do a pre-launch The Loop, a family bike day, and this is going to be at the Northwest YMCA, 7770 North Shannon. It's going to take place October 8th from 9 to 11 a.m. You can get bike safety checks for Oro Valley bikes. You can test your biking skills on a bike safety obstacle course. And bikes will be available if you don't have your own. You can take a guided bike tour of the Christine Taylor Green Memorial Park. And they're going to be free helmets for all kids who do the bike rodeo. So very, very exciting.
Saturday, October the 8th.
Saturday, October the 8th. So bring your bike, bring your family, and let's make this a good family bike day.
Northwest YMCA on North Shannon Road. Sharon Bronson, thank you very much for spending some time with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure, Bill, and I'm glad to see you've got this show, and it's up and running, and it's going to stay in Tucson for a while.
There we go. We hope a nice long while. 12:45 on the Buckmaster Show. Margaret Regan is coming up next. Boy, there is so much to talk about on the arts and culture scene now that we're into the cooler weather, and the fall season means arts time in the Old Pueblo. Stay with us.
From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowell and Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. East Fort Lowell and Dodge for Karimi Oriental Rugs and KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
Sierra Shutters and Sun Control is the leader in quality hardwood O'Hare brand shutters in Southern Arizona. 100% customer recommended and satisfied. Sierra Shutters and Sun Control also has the highest quality blinds, shades, and state-of-the-art window tints that really make a difference in keeping your home cooler. Check out their extensive website at sierrasuncontrol.com or give them a call at 292-2212 for a free in-home estimate.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoAZ.net.
Since 1959, Assistance League of Tucson has helped thousands of disadvantaged men, women, and children in the Tucson area. Donated items, thrift shop proceeds, volunteer hours, and financial gifts help support our philanthropic programs like Operation School Bell. Your generosity continues to change lives in our community. For more information on how you, too, can make a difference, visit us at AssistanceLeagueTucson.org. Assistance League of Tucson, volunteers working together.
Everyone's piling on big banks nowadays, with good reason. But still, you're skeptical about moving your money. We get it. But let's think about that. If you're worried about convenience, Pyramid Federal Credit Union has local branches and thousands of fee-free ATMs nationwide. If you're worried about service, at Pyramid, you're a member. At big banks, you're a number. There's a difference. And if you're worried about savings, Pyramid Federal Credit Union has better rates and fewer fees than big banks. Like our great low 4.5% APR on new, used, or refinanced vehicle loans with terms up to 60 months. Plus, save another 0.25% with payment options. So Pyramid wins on convenience, service, and savings. If you're still skeptical about moving your money, try us out. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life. Visit PyramidFCU.com to learn how. 4.5% APR on vehicle loans for a limited time. Restrictions may apply. Membership eligibility required. NCUA insured.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard.
Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
.1249, this is the Buckmaster Show, and I am Bill Buckmaster on the home of the Buckmaster Show, KVOI, AM 1030, The Voice. It is Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. With our simulcast partners up in Globe and in Douglas, we cover, get into 8 of Arizona's 15 counties. So that's not half bad, is it, Margaret Regan?
I would say not, Bill.
Margaret Regan joins us, Tucson Weekly arts editor and Buckmaster Show contributor on arts and culture. And when you talk about September in Tucson, things really start popping in the art scene.
Yeah, absolutely. This weekend is kind of the debut of many, many things going on. And of course, we can't cover everything, but...
Well, why don't we start with what the West Side Story, a lot of people are talking about it. You went to the production
last night. Yeah, I went to it last night.
It was opening night, I think, right?
Last night was opening night, and I thought it was great. Very professional production. My interest is always dancing, as you know, because I write about dance, and the Jerome Robbins choreography is, you know, a treasure of American culture. And they did do a few tweaks, but and I think some cuts of the original choreography, but I thought the dancing was really superlative. Some of the dancers were, you know, highly trained ballet dancers. It was pretty clear in the work that they did. So that was really fun. And the music was great. And the big local attraction is that Kyle Harris, a U of A grad from 2008, was the lead. He played Tony. So that was fun.
So it's to homecoming. See him
doing. It is homecoming. Yeah, he's doing great. So I'd recommend that.
Margaret Regan is with us. We're talking about the arts in Tucson. If you have any questions, would like to join in, 790-2040. You write in the Tucson Weekly that will be online. The online edition usually is about 4 or 5 in the afternoon on Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, that's right. Shows up.
And then, of course, it will be all over town. The hard... I guess hardcover is not quite the...
Hard copy
will be available. And you're writing about well-known Tucson painter Andrew Rush. This guy has had a fantastic career.
Yeah, this is really sort of a sweet story. It's what I wrote about this week. Andrew Rush will be celebrating his 80th birthday on Saturday with a book signing on Friday night at the Drawing Studio, which is an art school he founded almost 20 years ago. It's a very interesting book he wrote. It's called The Nature of Drawing, and it's not just about drawing. It's about the way art can lead us into living more fully. Mm. I found it very persuasive, and it's also beautifully illustrated. He's really well known for his drawing and printmaking, and it's really nicely illustrated. So that'll be Friday. Oh, I should mention also about him. He did teach at the U of A over the years, and he helped found Rancho Linda Vista.
Yeah, so the artist kind of artist commune or whatever.
Right. Yeah, that's what he talks about, that art should not necessarily be a solitary endeavor, that it can help us bring us into community. And that's something he's tried to do in his whole life with these various arts communities that he's helped to found.
And so he's helped a lot of people at the Drawing Studio. And
yeah.
I didn't realize it'd been around now for 20 years.
Almost 20 years,
oh,
yeah.
Man.
And they've got something like 1,000 students right now.
Wow.
And I also learned in the course of doing this story, they do a lot of things with kids. They do things with kids who have been in juvenile detention, and help them kind of, you know, come around to a more positive viewpoint, I guess, through doing art. They also do a lot of things in senior centers so that, you know, we can do art late into our lives and it still benefits us in many ways.
I know you're excited about what is being called the Big Read.
Yeah.
This is a National Endowment for the Arts funded, as you say, cavalcade of dance, readings, lectures, and art from September through November, showcasing really the work, the body of work of 19th century poet Emily Dickinson.
Yeah, I mean, what an unusual thing for Tucson to be having, and I do like that word cavalcade, by the way, the cavalcade of arts. Emily Dickinson has too often been portrayed as a neurotic spinster. We know that she lived a solitary life, but she lived an extremely creative literary life. She's the author of some 1,800 poems.
Are you kidding?
No. I mean, it's a huge output, and I believe she died by the time, you know, in her 50s or maybe even her 40s. So not a very long life, but a very life very committed to art and to modernism. What's interesting about her poetry to us today is just how innovative she was, and her reputation keeps growing. And Charles Alexander, a well-known Tucson poet and publisher from Chax Press, will be kicking off these months of events tomorrow night with a lecture on Emily Dickinson at the Poetry Center. So I'm excited to go to that. I think it will orient us to and help us understand what we'll be hearing and learning about Emily Dickinson in the months ahead.
So that's that is tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night. That's Thursday night, okay. So you can get ahead on your weekend activities.
Yeah, so you got that Thursday night,
right.
And the Andrew Rush book signing is
Friday night, that's
and
right.
And also Friday night, or is it tomorrow, that the ATC, the Arizona Theater Company, kicks off a new play?
That will be Friday night.
Okay, Friday night.
They are kicking off a brand new play, world premiere, that they commissioned from Jeffrey Hatcher, and I have to give them a shout out. I think it's great in these times that we have local theater. Well, they wouldn't call themselves local, they call themselves the state theater, mm-hmm. commissioning new plays, new work by new artists. I think that's really great. And this play seems pretty interesting. It's called Sherlock Holmes and the Adventure of the Suicide. Mm-hmm. Has something to do with Robert Louis Stevenson characters also, so I don't quite get it, but sounds interesting. So that's opening up Friday night. And another, and a small, much smaller local theater company, Winding Road Theater Ensemble.
Have not heard of them.
Oh, okay. They've been around for a couple of years now, trying to do interesting new work. And they have a play closing this weekend that's also a brand new play that recently premiered several weeks ago. It's about 9/11. It's called The Human Equation. And again, give them all credit for trying out new work, and it's been pretty well reviewed. It's about Ken Feinberg, the guy who had the job of assigning a monetary value to the lives of those who died on 9/11. He was dispensing the government reimbursement fund or, you know, compensation fund.
A monetary value on every one of those lives.
Right. And
wow.
As you know, we assigned different values depending on the person's potential
age
future
and, yes.
or earnings.
Yeah. So. And of course, Tucson Rocks, we want to talk about that. That's a big 5-month celebration. When does that begin?
Well, that already began at Etherton Gallery, I believe, last weekend or 2 weekends ago now. Their portion of the show opened up with two rock and roll photographers, and then that'll be on for a couple of months, and then Tucson Museum of Art joins in, I think it's around October 23rd, kind of later in October, with their portion. It's all rock and roll photography.
And that one's Who Shot Rock and Roll, a photographic history, 1955 to the present.
Right.
And that one kicks off at TMA on October the 22nd. It's really this Tucson Rocks. Who came up with this idea to coordinate all of this?
I think it was Julie Sassi. I mean, this is a traveling show that originated at the Brooklyn Museum, and Julie Sassi is the chief curator at the Tucson Museum of Art. And she, and the director of the museum, Robert Knight, they wanted to do something that kind of emulated the big glass extravaganza that we had last winter, in which lots of galleries, museums, and venues around town kind of, you know, did exhibitions on the same theme. So they came up with this rock and roll idea. Terry Etherton over at Etherton Gallery is always game for something new and interesting, and he's bringing in two very well-known rock and roll photographers, including, I think, one of the very first photographers for Rolling Stone magazine.
Wow.
So, yeah.
We got a lot of different venues getting in on the act. University of Arizona Museum of Art will be involved. The Loft Cinema is doing something. I think that one, we just missed that one.
But
that
another
was Tuesday, September the 20th.
Right. But Sacred Machine, which is an interesting new gallery downtown, operated by Daniel Martin Diaz, he's taking a local angle. There's a show there right now of photographs of our own homegrown Calexico.
Wow.
So obviously more recent than some of this classic rock and roll photography being shown at the larger venues.
You've been around for a while covering arts. Does this fall seem like it's a little more than usual going on and keeping you a little more...
It does somehow,
yeah,
because
somehow
I'm always
feels
struggling.
Busier, doesn't
I'm
it?
Struggling to cover it all, and yeah. I never can. So it does feel very busy to me. But what I really love is these collaborations. I think it's a wonderful thing. I mean, you know, the big read is various genres, which I think is really fun to investigate a subject through many different artistic media. And, you know, I think it's fun for the people to see, you know, for example, this rock and roll through lots of different mediums. So
there's lots going on in the arts. The ATC, yeah. That will be Friday night. Mm-hmm. The Andrew Rush book signing is Friday night. And the Emily Dickinson, The Big Read, kicks off at the Poetry Center, I think you said, tomorrow night.
Thursday night.
Okay, I think
that's
I've got that right.
Yeah.
Read about all of this. Margaret Regan has some arts pieces in the Tucson Weekly, which will be available very soon, within hours.
Yes, yes.
Margaret Regan, thanks. Good to see you.
Yeah.
We'll see you in October.
Okay, thanks
all
for
right.
having me.
Thanks
Bill.
A lot. Coming up now on 59 past the hour, the Buckmaster Show is brought to you in part by Flowers Rieger and Associates Certified Public Accountants. That's going to do it for our Wednesday edition of the Buckmaster Show. We will see you here tomorrow at noon to 1. We're Monday through Friday on KVOI AM 1030 The Voice. Have a great afternoon.
KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. 930 KAPR Douglas and 1240 KJAA Globe, the Voice Radio Network.